There's a turkey in your house, get him out. Get the turkey out, get him out of the house, get him out. There's a turkey in the house, get him out. Get the turkey out, get him out of the house, get him out. Get turkey out of the house. Get turkey out of the house, get him out. Get the turkey out, get him out. There's a rhino in the room, get him out. Get him out of the room, get the rhino out, get him out. There's a rhino in the room, get him out. Get him out of the room, get the rhino out, get him out. Get rhino out of the room. Get rhino out of the room, get him out. Get the rhino out, get him out.
Tell you a story. This is the story of the best Thanksgiving ever! Once upon a time, in the land of Thorndale, Pennsylvania, which is about 30 miles from here, there lived a little boy named Timmy. And Timmy was very sad. Aww. Why was Timmy sad, you might ask? I had a feeling you might ask that. Timmy was sad because every Thanksgiving, the adults would get to eat at the big adult table. And Timmy had to eat at a crappy little card table with his asshole cousins, George and Georgette. Boo! George and Georgette would drool constantly. Oh, that's beautiful. Would drool constantly, and they would wear their New Kids on the Block t-shirts. Timmy went in to wash his hands, for he was very cleanly like all of us. Show me your hands. Pete, don't show me your hands. Keep them on the board. There we go. Keep your hands. Good. These are very clean hands. Very nice. You need to scrape behind down this one finger. But other than that, very clean. Very clean, all of you. Very good. Timmy washed his hands for a half an hour. His asshole family couldn't wait, so they started to eat Thanksgiving dinner without him. Boo! What are you doing? From washing his hands, he found every member of his family rolling on the floor in great pain and agony. Mom and Dad were on the floor in agony. Grandpa, Grandma, aunts, uncles, even George and Georgette, they were all vomiting and cleaning out their noses and their ears, and they were saying, oh, help us, Timmy, help us, dial 911. But Timmy knew two things. First, he knew 911 was a joke, for Timmy had been a member of Public Enemy! Too white to interpret Public Enemy. He also knew that they were all suffering from salmonella poisoning because the family turkey had been kept in the trunk of the family car for 2 weeks. Let us hear it for the salmonella bacteria. Invisible to the human eye, yet it is the hero of our story. Timmy watched them all die one by one. First, Mom and Dad died. Then Grandpa and Grandma, the aunts and uncles died, and finally, his dweeb cousins, George and Georgette, died. Yay! Timmy went to the adult table. He sat down at the head of the adult table. And although he could not eat any turkey because it was tainted with food poisoning, he was able to have candy yams. He was able to have corn on the cob. He was able to have butter beans. Fix it for me now. He was able to have all that stuff. And for Timmy, this was truly the best Thanksgiving ever! What can we learn from Timmy? Absolutely nothing. I can't think of a damn thing. But it was a good story, wasn't it? and they had a car in it. The family car, if you remember, where the turkey was kept for 2 weeks, was a bitchin' Camaro!
Especially thankful for nuclear power, the cleanest, safest energy source there is, except for solar, which is just a pipe dream. Anyway, we'd like to thank you for the occasional moments of peace and love our families experienced. Well, not today. Well, you saw what happened. Oh, Lord, be honest. Are we the most pathetic family in the universe or what?
Amen.
Worst prayer yet.
Fucking nothing! hurt, cause I've been suffering.
Nothing. I'm Allison Chains, and you're listening to Punk in Drublic. Thanks for nothing. Well, I played those songs because I kind of was running out of Thanksgiving theme songs, so why not thanks for nothing? Some people don't have a lot to be thankful for or just have had a bad go at things. So there you go. For those who are feeling a little angsty, those three tracks were for you. But there was two more in the set. The Dead Milkmen with Best Thanksgiving Ever. And then The Damned with The Turkey Song. So that is it for the Thanksgiving songs. Surprisingly, there's not a lot of punk songs to do with Thanksgiving. I had to steal some tracks that I played last year. But, you know, maybe next Thanksgiving, 2017, I'll be able to find some more Thanksgiving-themed songs. Because it is a lot of work. Got to do a lot of digging for that subject matter. But, oh well, Halloween's coming up, and there's a crap ton of Halloween songs that I get to play for you. So many. It's like endless. I love it. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. You got your face stuffed. And then prepare for Halloween. Yeah, stuff yourself with candy a few weeks after stuffing yourself filled with all sorts of delicious, delicious food. You know, my favorite has got to be stuffing and then pumpkin pie. That's all I look forward to. Screw the turkey. I don't care about the turkey or the ham. Give me all the side dishes. I want the mashed potatoes or the sweet potatoes and the stuffing. And then, of course, the pie. Everything else, meh. Oh, yeah, I know. Invite me over Thanksgiving. I'm easy to please. And I'll make sure you have no leftovers. All right, so now that we got all the Thanksgiving songs out of the way, I'm going to play for you a bunch of Canadian content because I haven't done that yet. So if you want to hear some good Canadian punk, stick around.